So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Premium Automobile Studios.
Powering your drive with 10 brands and 20 locations.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, this big, beautiful bill stuff and tariffs. So big, we got to call in the big guns. Let's bring our friend here in Philadelphia from the Heritage Foundation, the chief economist, Richard Astor Fellow of the foundation's Grover M. Herman Center for Budget. Let's bring in EJ and Tony here on Talk Radio 1210. EJ, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you very much. Big, beautiful bill has passed. What does EJ say?
Well, better than the alternative. You know, a lot of people have been very down on the bill, especially some of the last minute changes, whether those were, additions that were voted in or whether it was things that the parliamentarian inserted. But whatever the case, you still got to compare this to what's the alternative. The alternative is doing nothing. So while this certainly is not the bill I would have put together, that's for sure. Again, it's better than doing nothing. Doing nothing means the border is going to be essentially unsecured next year. It means the middle class is going to face a tax hike of about $4 trillion. You know, this bill does a lot of good things. Does it reduce the debt? No. Does it slow the rate of increase? Yes.
Let's talk about that. So, Trump is not a debt decreaser at all. I'm glad to hear you say at least it slows the rate of increase because both parties seem to have given up on doing just about anything. How does it do that?
Well, essentially, it does it with a combination of spending cuts, which are pretty minor. Frankly, this is where my disappointment comes in. I wish we would have cut a lot more, but it does put in some good, healthy, common sense provisions, like making sure that able-bodied men who can work aren't getting welfare payments, you know, putting in those sensible work requirements. At the same time, it does have some pro-growth provisions, like allowing a business to do full expensing. You know, it makes no sense, Dom. If I'm going to build a factory here, I have to pay for that factory today. I have to pay for the equipment today. Why on earth is it that I have to wait sometimes over the course of 40 years to get the full tax deduction from that? By the time 40 years rolls around, the actual value I'm getting from the tax deduction has been so diminished by inflation, it's worthless. So provisions like full expensing are really going to help increase growth, which helps increase revenue to the government, which again puts downward pressure on that deficit and therefore the debt.
Ah, Okay. What do you make, you know, with listeners, that's why we have guys like you to cut through. You're like a weed whacker to cut through this stuff. I've read all the Wall Street Journal and all I can stand on this. The stuff that we're told, the complications of Medicaid and rural hospitals and everything else, and just what the states have gotten away with up until now, all the tricks, all the gaming that drive up the cost, in addition to the able-bodied men that you mentioned that are on Medicaid.
Right. And so much of what happens in Medicaid, Dom, this is why it's such an expensive program to run. It is legalized fraud. It's not to say that what people are doing is illegal, although there is plenty of that. There is, you know, outright right. fraud when it comes to Medicaid. But so much of the system is legalized fraud. You can follow the law and fleece the taxpayer. One of the things is this crazy provider tax. Hospitals are up in arms. Please don't reduce the provider tax. Since when does anybody say don't reduce a tax on me? That makes no sense until you realize that the mechanics of this is that they basically get reimbursed for whatever they pay in that tax, somewhere between three to one all the way up to 9 to 1.
Exactly.
because of a crazy addition that was put in place under Obamacare, where again able-bodied men are getting these crazy Medicare payouts, or I should say the hospital is, when they treat able-bodied men. And the result is that the state ends up reimbursing hospitals much more than they pay in the tax, and then the feds come in and backfill whatever the state pays. So it's all just a giant fleecing of the taxpayer, and the healthcare lobby absolutely loves it. And of course, they're one of the biggest contributors for Tom Tillis, which is why he tried to burn this down at the last minute, because he doesn't want to see that go away, because one of his major campaign contributors makes a fistful of taxpayer money off of it.
I'm convinced, after all the interviews I do of Congress people, that all this Medicaid, Medicare inside and the medical stuff, I'm not sure they really have a handle on what they're voting on, other than you mentioned Tillis, who sends them dollars, the support and all that. I think they can be sold in their own minds on just about anything, because this stuff is trickery. It doesn't have any sensibility connected to it.
Right, exactly, Dom. And you need no further proof than that. Than if you just look at the actual amount of money we spend on these programs, and you realize, like, look at all the healthcare spending we do in this country. If the federal government actually spent that efficiently, in other words, if it was right. spent in the private marketplace, it would be enough to provide everyone healthcare coverage in the entire country, not just the people who are on public assistance, but all 330 million people. So clearly there is abuse, there is corruption, there is fraud, there is waste throughout the system. And that's why the more we can cut any of those things out, the better.
Now, I'm glad you're on today because of this, but you and I were kind of joined at the hip. I thought the tariffs with President Trump were kind of all over the place. Too much weaving. I give him the weaving and all. And yet, the revenue and things seem to be going pretty well with it. Or are you on board now? Is there some shoe about to drop with all that stuff?
Well, we have to remember what happened in June of 1930 when they passed the infamous Hawley-Smoot tariff. Mm-hmm. And what occurred there was a rush to get imports into the country before the tariffs actually took effect. And so because there were so many more imports to tax, even though they were being taxed at the old lower rate,
right.
it resulted in a surge of revenue. So we're seeing exactly the same thing today, Dom. It's not that the tax rate is higher, it's that the tax base is wider. And so as we see the months going forward, we can expect to see the level of imports drop. That has already happened for the first month of data we have. And so even though you're taxing a higher rate, the tax base is not nearly as big. So revenue is going to go down.
I never talk with you about this. In my gut instincts, I am not an AI guy. I mock it. You know, people that use it to think they're going to have AI write something for them. I'm afraid of it as far as job dislocation, driverless cars. And I guess I'm in that camp that even sees someday the machines realize they're in charge here. As an economist, there's a lot in this bill, a lot of back and forth about stuff AI related, and saying if we don't do X on the Senate side, they talked about this a lot, then we're going to be behind the eight ball when it comes to AI against the Chinese.
Yeah, I think a lot, Dom, what we have to worry about when it comes to AI is government stifling innovation. It's not that we need the government to innovate. First of all, the government can't innovate. When was the last time the government innovated anything other than poverty? But what we need the government to do is essentially limited common sense regulation and then get the heck out of the way and allow the private market to actually flourish here. That is what is going to keep us ahead of enemies like China, not the government trying to like get into the AI game or have its own AI company, whatever the case may be.
EJ and Tony with us. EJ, what are you else thinking about and writing about right now?
Well, a lot of it really has been consumed with the big, beautiful bill and the fallout from it. In other words, how we started this conversation, yes, this is better than the alternative, but this isn't the ideal. It doesn't go far enough, Dom. We need some big cuts to spending. One of the problems right now in the whole discussion about whether or not the Fed should cut interest rates, and I know the president, you know, sent that handwritten note to Powell yesterday or whenever it was saying, look, you better cut the rates soon, pal. The problem here is that if we go back to the fall when the Fed cut rates, now they had no business doing it then. That was for purely political purposes. And even if you say, okay, there's more of a case to cut rates today because inflation is lower, the job market has slowed, you still have to recognize the problem that last fall when they cut rates by 100 basis points, the yield on treasuries didn't go down. It went up 100 basis points. In other words, investors are realizing that cutting rates is going to be inflationary, and they're demanding a higher return on investment for treasuries to compensate. In other words, you're going to have to pay me more money, Secretary Bessent, because I know some of the money I get back is not going to be worth as much from inflation. So if you want treasury yields to come down, which is the president's whole goal, that's why he's hammering Powell to lower rates. He wants treasury yields to come down so interest on the debt comes down and the government has to spend less money on that. I get it, Mr. President. I get it. But cutting rates artificially is not the way to do it. You're going to have the opposite effect.
EJ, where do we find all things EJ and Tony?
Best place to find me is on Twitter or X, whatever we call it these days. And the handle there is @RealEJAntoni. Look for the blue check mark.
All righty. Thank you, EJ. Have a good 4th of July.
You too, Dom. Thank you.
All right, EJ Antoni. Always feel good after talking with him, putting things in perspective around this. We got a great side question today, I think. All-time Kirk. All right. Hit us with one of those, and we get your name into the hat in honor of Kirk sliding into Henry's chair, Henry into Dan's chair. I'm in the same chair here. I think it feels the same. All right, 855-839-1210. I have the chance next two nights to be doing a national show. And the great Scott Jennings is joining me tonight to break all this down. I'll replay that tomorrow. And I might have Jim Jordan. I just heard from him. We'll play you a little bit of that tomorrow. Going to be very now. We know that Jim Jordan, big supporter of the president. But the 40,000 plus salt tax, come on. This is, I'd love to hear from somebody in Jersey. Can you make your case? Come on, Dom, help us out here. $40,000. And it's going to keep on going up. In the Senate side, it goes up a percent every year. The argument is then after a few years, it goes back to 10. That's not going to happen. They'll continue to push and they'll say, we need help. Look at how the tyranny of what goes on in Jersey. Now, if Jack Cittarelli wins, okay, that ought to offer some relief. In New York, maybe Stefanik can beat Hochul. But look, if New York wants to elect a commie, and that's what he is, I believe, more than a socialist, to be the mayor of New York, why are we going to bail the people of New York out then? And across the state, they're pretty bad. Why do we have to do that? Don't they have the mechanism to do it? They're going to say, no, we don't want to move. And there's not enough of us, and these people are never going to change in Jersey. They're going to vote in a Phil Murphy. They're going to vote in all these Democrats. We need help. You know, the $10,000 a year is a lot, but $40,000 now, and it keeps on going up. The other headliner here is Medicaid, take off able-bodied men, completely in agreement with that. Let's get started. But illegals continue to get Medicaid. Based on what? Well, the answer is you can't have people running around without medical care. all the more reason to deport. All right, 855, wait a minute. Ron DeSantis is speaking in Wildwood, Florida? That's ridiculous. There's only one Wildwood. Stop it here, buddy. You got everything else in Florida. You're not getting Wildwood to help, too. I want that stricken from the record. And Henry, I did send you that, right? Mike Testa? Did I send it to both of you?
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, let's try to get him on today, tomorrow. Yeah, maybe now. He picks up. Mike Testa, the senator from the shore, is trying to change the Bay of Delaware to the Bay of New Jersey. That's a good move, a la the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. And he's also trying to take land from Delaware that he says belongs to Jersey. Yeah, there's something, you know, we may have to do a side question here about a name change. I don't know if you saw that. I just saw it in one spot today that the Bay of Delaware is not really the Bay of Delaware. It's much more the Bay of New Jersey. So call it that. What would the repercussion be? A number of things. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is push pound 1210. Let's go to Robert and Ben Sale. I'm on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Robert, welcome in.
Hey, Dom, Henry. It's good to talk to you guys today. I got to tell you, he's one of my favorite guests, EJ Antoni. Love listening to him. And I would submit, and I'm going to keep it short, that if this bill passed, if we get the economic growth, which is key, we're going to have more room to play with in the House, not the Senate, but the House in after 2026, and we can make those changes that EJ was talking about. This might just require a little bit of patience, Dom. If we play our hand right, we get a more solid Republican plurality. I think we could do a lot more with this bill and the economics, and it wouldn't really help us to get upset about that in the meantime.
Robert, I respect that. I hear what you're saying, Longview, and that could happen. It's reasonable. But $40,000 in tax break going up every year, 1%. God.
Yep. And you know how I feel about that, Dom. Believe me.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't even like $10,000. You know what I mean?
I don't either.
But I think that that's one of the downsides of having a larger New York contingent in the Republican Party. But that won't last long because they're losing their power. New York is from 43 electoral votes, they're down to 29 now. And that's going to keep going, especially with this whack job they're thinking about electing in New York City. So patience, right. Patience. We got something, and I agree with Gary on this, is that we need more cuts, but we have to put we can't. I mean, realistically, we couldn't do it that fast in this country if you think about it, because there's too many people that are not on board or mindlessly hate Donald Trump. And I also think, one more thing, we're going to make a little more progress on the MAGA agenda once Trump is gone. What do you think about that?
I don't know about that. See, I see that as the secret sauce. I don't see these other guys. You know, it's just the Trump style and something. Not only these other guys, with J.D. Vance, would it pop to him to say, no tax on tips? I don't think it would pop in his mind, as bright as he is, in the manner it goes in Trump's mind.
Well, Trump's secret sauce is what got our foot in the door.
Yes.
But to push that agenda forward, we're going to need someone who doesn't make people crazy like Trump does. So, and, you know, he's got three more years, and I hope they're successful. But once he's gone, the agenda goes on.
Well, that is a great point. And sadly, the guy who is the guy that really can get things done, look at Alligator Alley, Ron DeSantis, is completely uninspiring. So you can't use him for president, I don't think.
You're probably right about that. But they're going to look for somebody to hate after Trump is gone. But I don't think it's going to have the same power.
No.
Trump really got him going, man, and you can't take that. So that's one of the things I love about him. That and watching these left wingers melt down on X. It's absolutely hilarious. But I'm going to. I noticed she's not popular with me or the audience, but I felt like I wanted to put a woman in there, so I'm going to go with Jamie Lee Curtis. I'll just go on how she can act and how she looks. I don't really care what she thinks about politics.
Good
but
stuff.
That's my answer.
That's
Jamie
a good
Lee
one.
Curtis. Have a great day, Dom.
That's a good Curtis. Jamie Lee Curtis. Yes. The Idaho college murder suspect to plead guilty. I told you about that early on. So here we have them saying that he doesn't get the death penalty. What do you need to do to get the death penalty? Even in the South, this is Idaho, pretty conservative in my sense of it. Prosecutors, oh, we can't take a chance. Maybe the jury wouldn't like the death penalty. What insulated world are these people living? I could make, again, I would debate the death penalty against any 100 people that you want anytime, anywhere. And my argument would be, I have the moral high ground. You don't. We know a lot more today. In many cases, it's one thing to say, what about somebody innocent, et cetera? My goodness. How many times have we had like the killing of Officer Fitzgerald? Everybody in the world says he did it. We have the camera work of it. He doesn't say he didn't do it. Yeah, well, but we still don't want to do it. That would be cruel. All right, 855-839-1210. Hit us on the side question, too. A lot more coming up. And again, Mike Testa, state senator, hope to get him on and commend him, changing the Bay of Delaware to the Bay of New Jersey. And apparently wanting to take away some land there that he claims Delaware shouldn't have. Look, names have power. That's the genius of Trump on this stuff. It is really more the Gulf of America, not the Gulf of Mexico. And the way you name something and the way we go forward, I mean, I'm still a stickler. I don't call it Kelly Drive. If I have to, I just avoid it. I just say the drive. I'm not going to call it Kelly Drive. It's ridiculous. Kellys don't deserve that. What did they do to be Kelly Drive? East River Drive, then. Palumbo Drive. Palumbo did stuff to deserve it. He didn't get it. All right, 855-839-1210. That's how you get in on Talk Radio 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, Tom Giordano show. Let me throw this into the mix. You know, every year around July 4th, and I think it's a good thing, and Gallup is fairly reliable, they ask the question about pride in the United States. And I don't care who the president is. It ought to be an easy one. It's not about Trump. It's not. I said the same thing when Obama was president. I don't care who the president is. Whether I liked them, interviewed them, didn't, hated them, whatever it might be, it's about the country. It's about the greatness of America. And I have the figures for this year, and they are abysmal, particularly in comparison. I can give you breakdowns going back to 2001 to 2015, and then where we are right now as far as the breakdown. When people ask, are you extremely or very proud to be an American? So you don't even have to say extremely, you can say very proud. The silent generation, meaning Korean War, 88% in 2000 to 2015. And now they're at about 77%. Baby boomers were 84%. They are at about 67 to that question. Gen X, we're at 77. They're at 56. Millennials were at 76, which is pretty good. They're now at 44. And Gen Z, well, they weren't around or answering the question. They're at only 24%.
Wow.
That say they are. And you have an out. You don't have to say extremely. You can say very proud. Yeah, very, 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 very. Independents. They were at 86. Now they're at. Why do they make it in a lesser type here? I'll have to come back to the independents. But the bottom line is, Republicans used to be very close in the score to Democrats. And now we are seeing stuff that's just amazing. The breakdown, how it's changed. For example, back in the 2001 to 2015, if you were a Democrat millennial, you were at about 76. Now you're at 44. If you were a millennial Republican, you were at 88. Now you're at 67. So the breakdown is just incredible. And what's the result of all this? Well, the result is, I would argue, you see a guy like this Mondani be the Democrat nominee and the odds-on favorite to be the next mayor of New York City. Just as an example in front of us. I get the Trump effect, but this has been going on for a while. It's more than the Trump effect. And Democrats are the proof of this, that Republicans were consistent even in the Biden years. They were extremely or very proud to be an American. They got it. What I'm talking about, it's not about who the president is. Yet Democrats were much better when Biden was president than when Trump is president.
Why is it so hard to see it's not about the president? It really doesn't matter. Now, you may have personal distaste. You may say, yeah, look how far this has gone. But it's about a broader thing, is it not? I mean, does that change based on one policy or one down period? Or you view the leadership of the country getting involved in the Iraq war or not getting involved and doing something like that? Isn't it about bigger than that? To me, I don't know what a president or what would happen where I would change my answer on that. It's just a given, even if you see the flaws. So you can admit to the flaws, the things that need to be worked. We just talked to EJ about that. You can certainly talk about the flaws, American exceptionalism and all the rest. But that doesn't mean you downgrade the greatness of the country. Why is that a foreign concept? Maybe you see it differently. Oh, no. I want to do this year by year, and I'm going to give the country a grade year by year, and that can change. America's great. There's just no getting around it. That doesn't mean it's always right, or it doesn't mean there are periods, you know, take whatever you want, of things that we've gone back and we've fixed. It just means the fundamental premise of this. So I'm going to be on Inside Story tomorrow, right? Oh, I know. We're taping on Wednesday because even Thursday, you know, because of the holiday, I get it. And one of the questions is, you'll see on Sunday, it's on 11:30 every Sunday. It's one of my favorite things to do. Matt O'Donnell's great. Is America, I think the first question, they're doing broad questions because, you know, the time lapse here. Is America still a democracy? There are groups out there saying we're not. And I would answer, well, we're not really. We're a representative democracy or a democratic republic. By that, though, they mean, if you can imagine, when the Supreme Court delineated the immunity for a president under various things, they say that now makes us an autocracy, the people that put this together. Now, of course, I think the Supreme Court was spot on. All they did was clarify what is common sense for any president. It's a qualified immunity. But if it comes through official actions and discussion with advisors, etc., well, then you have immunity on these things. The founders, they knew that. They didn't want presidents constantly being sued and dragged before courts. It's not the president can say, you know, let's kill Dom Giordano. Immunity on that. We didn't do it fully. We missed him. It's a big target. We didn't get him, you know. No, you wouldn't have immunity on that. That's plotting murder. Well, we didn't like what he said on the Big Beautiful Bill. All right, well then, yeah, you got immunity. No, the Supreme Court was very clear. Can you imagine the premise? We're now an autocracy. I do understand people that are concerned with concentration of power, technocrats, you know, given our reliance. I'm very concerned about AI. We just had EJ Antoni on. He's not as concerned. I'm very concerned. Henry, are you concerned about AI, or do you see it as just an upside? Upside, downside.
I don't see too much upside. And I'm right. Yeah, I am worried about more of the long-term ramifications down the line rather than, you know, the art it's making in the short term.
Yeah. The idea of reliance on this, taking over various – I just saw today – that Amazon now has more robots than they do people, or they're close to it, that are working their factories and all that. You can say, well, who wants to work a factory job? Okay, I get it, but what's going to replace it for people? I'm not crazy on this. Like, I use the self-checkout line if it's faster. You know, I don't say, no, I'm not going to use it. That's costing people. There are people listening who will not use the self-checkout line. They feel they're costing people a job.
Yeah, I'm just worried, like, way down the line, like a Blade Runner 2049 right. situation where you have, like, an AI companion, whether that's, you know, a robot or it's a holograph or something like that.
That's
what I'll be looking for. Okay. Like, all these little things at the market or, you know, at the Amazon warehouse, they're fine. They help efficiency. Right. But then it's, like, the leisure things that I'm worried about.
There's a breakthrough here. Boy. How about you, Kirk? Are you worried?
I'm worried long term. And and to be honest, I'm not ashamed to admit it, I use self checkout.
Okay.
I use it.
Why not?
because I mean, I'm the type of person I want to get in the store and out of the store and in like less time, because I'm like, I want to get in and out. I can't stand being in line. I agree
with you. And supermarkets are not cooperating. They're not putting enough workers in there. Even Wawa has most of them, I think, now have self-checkout stuff going on. Then they have to put a guard person there to watch what you're checking out. So there's a job.
You know what? Yeah. That reminds me, because when you said that, because I was at this Wawa, I can't remember where exactly. I was out doing errands. Mm-hmm. And you know, they had the cups next to the soda machine. So now they have it in the front of the store. So you have to go all the way to the front of the store to get a cup and go back to fill it with soda or water or what have you. And I asked the young lady, young lady, why? And she apparently said that people have stolen them. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah. That's a good
one. Okay, there you go. All right, 855-839-1210. So the AI stuff is still troubling. Where would you put yourself, though? And don't be ashamed if you say, no, I can't give it extremely. I would just give very proud to be an American. It's almost like you're asking me to breathe here. And again, in the worst of Biden, or you pick the president, I'm still going to say that. You just can't rely on what a president is doing. Now, if you don't like it, you don't like the policy, sure. You can say they're abysmal. Look at the trouble. They're all true. All righty, it's 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is push pound 1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
All right, we're in process. You got to go to youtube.com/1210WPHT. When Henry has this loaded, NBC 10 cameras captured today. You know, the city has this gigantic union, DC 33. They do everything from lab testing and 911 calls, but trash pickup. Okay, so they're not going to pick up the trash, etc. The mayor says there are going to be these collection points where you can leave your trash. And people do, and it wasn't open yet. I guess they did it overnight or morning. And they put it in front of the gate out there in Strawberry Mansion. And the sanitation manager has work-study people there, apparently. He opens up the gate, and he tells them to bring in the trash so they can process the trash. The union not only says, no, you're not, they relock the gates, and they put their own locks and chains on there. And we'll show it to you in a moment. And in a place like Philadelphia, you have to realize the police are not going to do anything about it. I mean, this is the type of stuff I resent with labor unions. We've come a long way with the Republican Party, with Trump and unions, et cetera. And we get it. We get some of the things that go on with this. But in taking a look at this, when you see it, it's kind of comical, but also it's the type of thing that you go to yourself, well, what do you mean? You can't open the gates and process the trash after the mayor tells residents who don't want that trash at home, this could go on, it's hot for a while. I say, no, we're the union. You're not going to do it. And two rough-looking guys then put locks and chains on. And they're standing here defying this guy who's quite animated to do something about it. All right, as soon as we have that, youtube.com/1210WPHT. We'll let you hear it and see it on YouTube. It is just a textbook of what goes on here. I told you yesterday, the reason why we talk about the WNBA on occasion is Caitlin Clark. So Caitlin Clark is credited, and I think rightfully so. She has a new shoe out. I think it's Nike, and it sold out almost instantly. It's an ugly-looking shoe. Most of these shoes are ugly-looking to me. She's also credited with getting all these cities to have WNBA franchises, like Philadelphia. And yet, in the recent player voting, she was ninth in player voting. And it's not a big league. You got to understand. At the guard position, ninth. There can't be that many guards out there. She was only ninth. Now, why is this? Well, I think there's a racial tinge to most of this stuff in the WNBA. This has gone on for quite a while here. You have someone who has put that league, such as it is, on the map. And it's even vaguely popular due to her. Vaguely. They still don't know what they're doing. It's still inferior in a lot of ways. Yet she's only voted ninth among guards. I don't know how many teams in the league. Maybe there's 18 guards, starting guards, 15, whatever it is. And she's only nine. It tells you what goes on here in big-time sports, the ESPNs of the world and others. It's a ludicrous situation. All right, ready to go? So picture this scene. Hot, very hot, garbage, trash. People don't want it at home. It's their trash day. They do what the mayor says. Take it to the collection area. This case in Strawberry Mansion out in West Philly. The union, should I say, thugs show up. When the guy opens the gate, he's African-American. He's the manager.
to take in the trash and then process it, right? They tell them, no, you're not. And they put their own locks on. Here's Henry Sutton.
Yeah, so
I've got
two cuts of this here. Yeah. One is him walking out and being like, whoa, what are you guys doing here?
Right.
And then the second one is them putting their own locks on.
Their own locks on. Where are the police? The police are going to let them do it. That's Philadelphia. That's what it's about.
All right, so here's
all right, here's how it sounds it and youtube.com/1210WPHT.
All right, here's the second.
Yeah, now when he said you're on strike and you're crossing the line.
Come on with that, man. You know the rules, bro.
I got you.
You know the rules, man. You're on strike, man.
You're on strike. Putting their own locks on the chain.
Yeah, putting their own locks and chains on. So the mayor, this is the game in Philadelphia. The mayor says, hey, this is part of how we're going to deal with this. We don't want this as disease-ridden. She's very big on, and rightfully so, and consistent, cleanliness and the whole thing, right? We're not going to have that. This is their tactic. Hot, trash, garbage, everything building up. Take it to the collection point. People do. And they're telling them, you know, this is Philadelphia. You know the rules. They set up some line to stop you from doing your job. And they say, that's the rule. This city, it just is never going to change. And you can't rely on the police. I'm not saying the average. You know what this is like? It's like when Bernie Sanders was in town. You have radical groups, if they're big enough. The police say, hey, we're going to let them block you in traffic. Isn't this the essence of progressivism? I'd love to hear some union people tell me, well, come on, Dom, they set the line here. So what are you supposed to do with all that trash? Well, that's the idea. It's supposed to stink it up, rot, disease, filth, bugs, and then we're going to give you what you want. Isn't that what the idea is? Yeah. Well, that's what the unions say. That's our power, and we're not going to let you collect that trash. They're not collecting it. People are dropping it off, and they're putting their own locks on. Now, that's criminal behavior. That is criminal behavior. I can't put my lock on something that I don't like that's a public building or facility. Hey, I don't like this. You try doing this, something like this. You try putting a lock on a Planned Parenthood center. See what happens. You're going to go to jail 20 years. But in Philadelphia, if a union is involved, well, you can do what you want. Ah, nice job, Henry. Mike Testa, Senator Mike Testa will be here at 2 o'clock. He's taking a page from Trump. He's trying to rename the Bay of Delaware the Bay of New Jersey, and he wants some more territory back, more beaches or something.
I can't wait to hear this. We don't have enough land disputes or area disputes in our politics.
Is Jersey going to go to war with Delaware? I'm betting on Jersey on that. They're more corrupt.
100%. Yeah. Anyway,
the only thing is they'll kill each other of the spoils after they sack Wilmington. All right, Mike Test, is Jersey going to sack Wilmington? Is that what's going to happen? The Vistagogs. And what's Delaware going to do? They don't have too much else going for them. The Bay of Delaware is much bigger than the whole state, right?
I think so, yeah.
It's like 10 times the size of the state. They don't have a right. Well, Jersey's small, too. But they're pushy. All right, he'll be with us. I'll ask him what's going on with their budget. There's a lot of stuff in there. The millions for pickleball, et cetera. All right, big show. Jump in. And if you're a union member, can you make the case? Do you have a right to lock? Because you say, hey, you know, bro, that you hear the guy, you cross the line here. Well, what line? People are dropping off filthy trash, just like the mayor told them to do, drop it off. Mayor? Well, you know, we don't really mean that. We want you to go through that, but the union's got to make us miserable. So you really can't process that trash. Isn't that the idea here? Isn't this the kabuki dance? 855-839-1210. All right, Don Giordano Show. So many people waiting. Coming to your calls right now. Great side question today in honor of Kirk, who is sitting in for Henry, who's sitting in for Dan and all that. Let's go to Steve in Bordentown on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Steve, what do you have today?
How you doing today, Dom?
Good, Steve.
You're good. What I thought about, it was my first year in high school, and the movie Superfly came out.
Yep.
Curtis Mayfield.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, whatever happened to Curtis Mayfield? He was one of the biggest guy artists out there for quite a while.
He was. Exactly what happened to him, I don't know. But I just remember going to high school, first year in high school, everybody walking around with like afros and platform shoes. And I'm still friends with those people today.
Yeah.
I'm still friends with them. You know, and I was a freshman going into a high school, you know, being intimidated by these much big older guys and everything, too, you know, and they were the nicest people in the world.
Gotcha. Thank you, Steve. Curtis Mayfield's a good one. Don is a steelworker in Delran. Hey, Don, welcome in.
Hey, how you doing, Don?
Good.
I just want to talk about the the city strike and the trash situation.
Yes.
That was, I think it was back in the early 80s when they went on strike.
86.
Trash was
86.
Yeah, 86. Yeah. And trash was piling up all over the place. And my buddy had a 1959 Volkswagen van. And we used to go around and pick up the people's trash for 25 cents a bag, haul it away, and then take it to the dump where all the trash was in the front. We made a ton of money that year. It was insane.
Well, I hear you. But, Don, even as a steelworker, if you're in a union, et cetera, what do you make of guys when the mayor says take it to the collection site so it doesn't pile up? These two guys show up and start putting their own locks on the gates.
Well, back in 86, they had the locks on the gate, too, because there was a trash place on G Street. And,
right.
I guess it was on the border of Feltonville and Juniata Park. And they had it locked. You just dumped it out front. I mean, there was piles and piles of trash mm-hmm. just dumped out front because the gates were locked. So you couldn't get it in. So, you know, you had no other thing but to dump it out front. So, we were little entrepreneurs back then, and we made some money.
Glad to hear that, Don. So Don sees it as an entrepreneur. I keep on driving to her. Come on, Don. Hey, he's an entrepreneur. I get it. That's good. I want to get that guy to Mulligan's. I think this guy, this supervisor here, Henry, is a guy that we should take down to Mulligan's because he's actually trying to do his job.
Yeah.
And he doesn't start swinging at them or whatever. He's just saying, what are you talking? They're going, bro, you know what the rules are. You're crossing the line here.
Yeah. No, he sounds like someone that could use a beer for sure.
Yeah. Like, you know what? I can't do it today. I'm filling in. But you know what? That'd be a good idea to go. Yeah, he would say a case of beer or something like that would come in handy. And this guy, you know, if he does anything more, they were ready to attack him. Where are the cops? It's city property.
Yeah, because, you know, this guy's got to listen to his boss and, like, you know, close it down, board it up. And then you got to listen to your, you know, your neighbors or whatever and be like, dude, we need to throw our trash here. And
I think this guy's saying, I'm doing my job.
I'm doing my job. What am I going to do?
But did you hear the phrase there? It's a term of art. He said, I have work study members. What are these guys studying? Trash?
Yeah.
Doesn't he say that in there? And the NBC 10 says he said work study members are going to now take the trash in. To deal with it.
Work study members.
So did they let him do it? And again, if you're a cop, what are you told to do? I think you're told to let him lock the gates.
Work study sounds like an intern position.
That's the PC word for it.
You know, if there's a phone number there and you have Kirk call him because you're on a board, I'd love to get somebody on from there. I'd love to hear that guy. He's a hero for actually trying to do it. It's the Strawberry Mansion. Take a look at the NBC 10 thing that Henry has, and it's a Strawberry Mansion collection site. It's on Greenwood Avenue or something. All right, Mike Testa's next. I love what Senator Testa's up to. He wants to rightfully call the Bay of Delaware the Bay of New Jersey, and I think he wants some land back from Delaware. Yeah, Delaware's hoarding land. They have too much. That's straight ahead here with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.